Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. We do apologize. We've been on the road traveling and just getting off the road, but we do apologize. We're not able to get notifications out to everybody that we're starting at 10 o'clock tonight. So if you would be so kind, go ahead and call a couple of people and let them know that we are on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We were hoping to be able to join local assembly on tonight, but we're in a time zone difference. So we're not really sure how this is going to work out, but if you would, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in on tonight. Invite them to come on in on tonight, and we're hoping within the next hour that we can definitely join the local church on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in. Invite them to come on in. We are definitely trying to this happen. As you know, it's always a challenge on the 31st to get our connections going like we really should. But God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. If you would, go ahead and invite again. Invite a couple of people to come on in. Invite them to come on and join us on tonight, if you will. Invite them to come on in and join us on tonight. We're going to be here to the 12 o'clock hour. It's a different format. Again, we are going to be joining one of our local churches here in the area, here in Alabama. We're going to be joining one of the local churches at the top of the hour. Amen. So it's going to be o'clock here, but it's going to be 10 o'clock on our time. It's going to be 11 o'clock on our time. 11 o'clock on our time, but it's going to be 10 o'clock on their time. So at the top of the hour, of the top of the next hour, we're going to be joining the local church here. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. Invite if you would. Invite them to come on in and join us on tonight. Invite them to come on in and join us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And again, we apologize. We were not able to get notifications out. We are on varying schedules on tonight. And we thank God for each of you that are joining us on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for you on tonight. As we prepare to go into the service with our local church at the top of the hour. Amen. Glory be to God at the top of the hour. Amen. So many of our listeners are in services. Amen. I've been getting text messages. They're in their local services. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for them. Amen. And we thank God for you. Yes, we do. We thank God for each of you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless God for you. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in. Invite them to come in on tonight, if you would. Go ahead and invite them to come on in. I want to give everybody a moment. We've had quite a few people, amen, to sign up. So we want to give them time to sign back in. Amen. So what we're going to do, glory to God, we're going to go ahead and set our intro. Amen. So just hold on. Bear with us. We need to get our listeners back in. Glory to God. Amen. But people of God, listen, go ahead and get your praise right. Get your praise ready. Amen. Because we are going into the presence of the Lord. So listen, let's go ahead and get our intro while we pull everybody back in. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. So just, if you will, hold on for us. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Listen, we are on the eve of 2023. We're so excited. We're excited for getting ready to cross over into this 2023. We are indeed excited. We did change our time so that we could have our two-hour block crossing over into 2023. We apologize that we were not able to get the word out to everybody. As I said, we were traveling. But listen, people of God, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in. We're doing something a little bit different tonight. We're actually going to be broadcasting live from the Lily White Evangelistic Pentecostal Church here in Troy, Alabama. We're so excited. We're actually Spring Hill, Alabama. We're so excited. Listen, and we want you to get excited. We want you to get excited, people of God. The Lord has brought us all the way through 2022. We are literally minutes away from crossing over Eastern time. We're minutes away from crossing over Eastern time. But we just want to give God thanks and praise for all that he's done for us this year. Again, go ahead and invite someone to come on in. Invite them to come on in and be a part on tonight. Invite them to come in, people of God. Invite them to come on in and be with you on tonight. Amen. We're grateful to the Lord. We're grateful to the Lord. Amen. As we stated, we're doing something a little different. So, therefore, we're giving you an opportunity for those that have not gone to the house of the Lord, giving you an opportunity to invite them to come and be with us. Amen. Listen, let's get ready, people of God. Let's get ready. Let's get ready. Amen, Jesus. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm excited for what's about to happen. So listen, while you're waiting, we want you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. While we get our intro and continue to invite others to come. Invite them to come. Invite them to come. Glory to God. They will not be disappointed. Amen.
Rain on the people, Lord. Rain on the people, Lord.
Glory to God. We are excited. We're excited. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm so super excited. The Lord has kept us a whole year, a whole year. And here we are on the eve of crossing over into 2023. And I am just super, super excited. Amen. Listen, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you. We realize that, listen, last year we were at a different place, at a different point in life. We were right in the depth of the pandemic, and there were so many churches that were closed, so many churches that were, amen, Jesus, not in operation. And that is not the case this year. We realize that several churches are now in operation, and there are several of our listeners that are local in their local churches, and that's a good thing. Listen, we just want to be in the presence of the Lord. Isn't that right? We are excited. I want you to be excited. Listen, we've made it the whole year, and here we are together. Here we are together in this place to give God thanks, to give God praise. And I am telling you, there's no better place to be than in the presence of the Lord. Listen, for those that may not have, amen, Jesus, that may not be, glory to God, in their local assemblies, we want you to give them a call. Let them know that we're live here on the PNN. We, again, as our listeners are continuing to come in, we just want to let you know that we will be joining a local church here in the local area over in the central time zone over here in Alabama, Troy, Brundage area. We're excited that we're going to be joining the Lily White Evangelistic Pentecostal Church in about 45 minutes. So we're excited, and we just want to listen, people of God. We just want to hold you. We just want you to be with us until we, amen, join our local church. I think we're going to have a time in the Lord. I just believe we're about to have a time in the Lord. So listen, people of God, God bless you tonight. We do want to go ahead and ask Sister Fan if she would sanctify the line for us, and we want to ask Sister Mary if she'll go ahead and give us a scripture. And then after that, we're going to ask our own prophetess, Sharon Duncombe, if she would come and just exalt the Lord and just kind of get ready, get you pumped up, ready for 2023. Amen. Get your mindset in the right place for prosperity, for health, for great things that God has in store for you. Yes, for you, for you, for you. Amen. So if we could, amen, get Missionary Fan, amen, then we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary. And then right after that, we're going to ask prophetess to come on and grace the platform. Glory to God. And just get you ready. Just tell you something good. Get you get excited. As the scripture declares, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, amen, we're going to give and yield the platform over to Missionary Fan. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You saved my soul. You saved my soul. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you. And I just want to thank, and I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, just to lift up your holy name. Just to give you the praise once again, just to give you the glory, the honor, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord God. And yes, you have been so good to us, Lord God, and we come to say thank you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon this land again, Lord God. We come before you this night, Lord God, asking you to move on each and every one of us tonight. We come tonight, Lord God, with lifted up hands, Lord God, with an open heart, Lord God, an open mind tonight, because, Lord, we don't want to be coming in vain, Lord God. We do not want our coming to be in vain. So we come tonight repenting, Lord God, for anything that we have done, Lord God, that went contrary to your word. We come tonight, Lord God, just to ask you to forgive us, Lord God, for our sins, Lord God, for any sin, Lord God, for any iniquity, Lord God, transgressions, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart, asking you to create in us, Lord God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, saying thank you, Lord, for you've been so good to us, Lord God. You've been so kind to us, Lord God. You brought us from January to this night, December the 31st, Lord God, walking over to a new year. And we come to say thank you, Lord God. We come to say, Lord, we appreciate you tonight. We glorify you tonight. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For we realize and know that you didn't have to do it, but you did. And tonight we say thank you for it, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us through danger seen and unseen, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you tonight. We glorify you tonight. Thank you for keeping us saved, Lord God, keeping us in your will, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for letting your blood cover us, Lord God, your hand of protection, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the healing of our body, spirit, and soul, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. We magnify you right now. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. It's an honor and a pleasure, Lord God, to have served you, Lord God. It's an honor and a pleasure, Lord God, to look forward to serving you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just come to say we magnify you. We come to say we glorify your holy name. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, in the beautiness of holiness, Lord God. We thank you for another year, Lord God. We thank you for walking over in another year, Lord God. For, Lord God, millions didn't make it, Lord God, but we were one of the ones that did, Lord God, and we thank you so much, Jesus. We thank you so much. We thank you for protection, Lord God. We thank you for your holy word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us this year on this line, Lord God. We thank you so much. We magnify you. We glorify you. From the Lord God tonight, Lord God, Let us come with a grateful heart, Lord God. Let us come with a grateful heart, Lord God. But truly, Lord God, you have been good. You have been good to us, Lord God. And tonight, we come to say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, for saving our soul, for saving our lives. We thank you for not leaving us, Lord God, where we were, Lord God. We glorify you right now. We lift you up, Lord God. We just thank you right now. We just thank you, Lord God. We just praise you. We just praise you, Lord God. We praise you. We can't praise you enough, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just thank you. We glorify you. And we ask you right now to look, Lord God, on the service on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless each and every one of us that come, Lord God, to the service, Lord God. Just to give you the praise for the year that we're walking in, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless the service. Bless each and every one of us, Lord God, for and near every country, Lord God, every city, every state. In the precious name of Jesus, and we do, Lord God, give you the praise. We do give you the honor. We give you the glory in your precious name, Jesus. Amen, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangel Brantley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, to our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be coming from the 96th Psalm, the 1st through the 9th verse. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nation are idols, but the Lord made the heaven. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. I have read to you the 96th Psalm, the 1st through the 9th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. Good night. Good night. Good evening. Good morning. Wherever you are, throughout the entire world, every nation, every city, every state, every island, I bless you tonight in the name of Jesus, who is our soon coming King. This is a good night to give God glory. This is a good night to give God praise. It's a good night to give him thanks. He is more than enough. He is more than worthy. Bless his name. Hallelujah tonight. Those of you who are gathered tonight, we see the last night, glory to God, of this year. Last night, I said many didn't make it. And I'm telling you before hallelujah tonight, some of you probably have already crossed over into midnight because we are in different time zones and different places. But tonight, we are heading there in the United States where we are. And I can truly say tonight that many did not make it and will not make it to see the clock strike 1 minute past midnight. Bless his name. And so as long as we have breath and God allow us to see this time, glory be to God, and this night, hallelujah, and this hour, we have a lot to give him thanks for. We have a lot, hallelujah, tonight to praise God for. Hallelujah, Jesus, we give him praise. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him, Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. God is worthy tonight, saints and people of the Most High God. He is definitely worthy tonight. And I thank him for the opportunity to speak a little something to encourage you this night. Bless his name. Because tomorrow is not promised to none of us. The Bible says tomorrow is not promised to not one of us on this line tonight. Because we can lay down and never see the sun rise.
Hallelujah. We can make it past midnight, but never make it past to see sunrise. And so God is faithful, and he deserved the praise. He deserved the glory. He deserved every hallelujah tonight. And I thank him once tonight for this PNN that has made it through these years, hallelujah, to bless God's people, hallelujah, to be, my God, an encouragement and strength for many, glory to God. And I know that many can testify that something happened when they came to the prayer line, something, some message or some testimony made a difference in their life, bless his name. I know from my team on it, I've been blessed and touched by some of the messages that I've listened to. Bless the name of the living God. And I thank God for Evangelist Bradley. I pray her strength. I pray that God bless her tremendously, abundantly, above she's able to ask or think about. And everybody that is connected with her to make this PNN a gift to the body, a gift to the world at large. Bless his name. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. I bless God tonight for EPC Nation. Bless his name, my leadership and everything, everybody that is connected. Bless his name to me. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. And I just want to encourage you, saints of God, don't get weary in well-doing. Don't you get weary. And I was encouraging you on last night because God had spoken to me. I was praying earlier the week, and he was telling me about what we're speaking, and be careful what we're speaking. Bless his name, because our words have power. But tonight, as we exalt the Lord Jesus, as we exalt God Almighty, let's say tonight that he is worthy to be praised. He is the first Adam. Jesus Christ is the advocate. He is Alpha. He is Omega. Bless his name. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the amen. He is the author of eternal salvation. Glory be to God. Roboshanda tonight. He, hallelujah, Jesus, he's the beginning of the creation of God on tonight. He is the blessed and only potentate God. He is the branch, hallelujah, of David. He is the bread of life tonight. I just have to exalt and exhaust God on tonight. He's the captain, glory be to God, of our salvation. He's the holy child, Jesus Christ, on tonight. He is the Christ. He is the cornerstone. God, I exalt you. He is the wonderful counselor. He is the son of David. He is the day spring. He is our deliverer on tonight. He is the desire of all nations, the everlasting father. Glory be to God on tonight. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness. Somebody just give him a praise on tonight wherever you are. He is the first and the last, the first begotten of the Father. I exalt you on tonight. God, I lift you up tonight. He is forever God. He is forever blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. He is the image of God. He is the Holy One of Israel. He is the horn of our salvation on tonight. He is the King of Israel, the King of the Jews. He's the King of Kings. He is the Lamb of God. He is the life. Glory be to God tonight. He is the bread of life. He is the true life that came down from heaven. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the living stone. He is God Almighty. And I give him praise on tonight. He is Lord of all. He, hallelujah, tonight. He is the Lord our righteousness. He is the maker and preserver of all things in heaven and in earth. He is the second man, Adam. He is the mediator between God and man. He is the Messiah. He is the mighty God. He is the morning star. Glory be to God. He is the Passover lamb. He is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. He is the prophet. He is the propitiator tonight. Glory to God. He is our redeemer, the righteous one. He is the root and the offspring of David, my God, ruler in Israel. He is our savior tonight. He is the shepherd and the bishop of both of our souls, all of our souls on tonight. He, hallelujah, tonight, he is God all by himself. And we owe him a praise. The fact that we're in the land of the living, we owe him a praise. The fact that we have the activities of our limbs, we owe him a praise. The fact that we can open our mouth, bless his name, somebody cannot speak tonight. They are mute. They're born dumb. They can't utter a word. Somebody is born deaf tonight. They cannot hear the word of God. They cannot hear a greeting. They cannot hear the voice and the sound of music. Hallelujah. So they're deaf tonight. Somebody was born blind. They can't see the beauty of nature. They can't see the water. Bless his name. So I think that we are blessed tonight beyond measure. Bless his name. Someone was born without limbs. Glory be to God. Those of you who have a hand should raise your hand toward the sky and say, God, I thank you for the activity of my limbs. My feet can move. Someone is bound in a wheelchair tonight. Glory be to God. Walking with a cane, had a stroke from the neck down. Cannot move anymore. So we have a right and a reason tonight, people of God, to give God the glory for seeing us, God, the beginning, hallelujah, of a new year that's about to hit us. Glory be to God. We have a right to say, God, I thank you because he had made everything that we went through possible. He kept us all year long from danger seen and unseen, from drive-by shooting, mass shooting. Hallelujah, Jesus. It could have been worse. Bless the name. We could have been in the mug, in the cold body bag, but we're still here tonight. Oh, glory to God, live to give God the glory on this day, on this night that he has made. And I will rejoice. Glory be to God. And I shall. Somebody just give him the praise. Just shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph on tonight. He has been faithful all year long. Hallelujah. So many people lost children, lost loved one, lost mother, lost father to this pandemic. Bless the Lord. To heart attacks, sicknesses, and disease. And some are bereaved right now as we get ready, hallelujah, tonight to celebrate, hallelujah, a new year. Somebody is bereaved. Somebody is crying for a loved one that closed their eyes in death. God, somebody is ready to bury a child, maybe a baby, maybe a grandparent, maybe an aunt or an uncle. But those of us who have not and is not experiencing this, we have a lot to say thank you, Lord God, for. Glory be to God. Even now as I speak, I can tell you someone is being rushed to the hospital by an ambulance right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's devastation all over, earthquakes and all kind of natural disasters that are happening in different parts of the world. If you look at Ukraine, hallelujah, what Ukraine is going through, bless his name and glory to God on tonight. Let us examine ourselves and see how good has God been to us. Let us look at our inner circle. Look at our homes that we can sleep all night peaceful. Glory be to God. Take a nice clean bath. Glory be to God. That is enough to give God thanks. We can go to the fridge and pull out something to eat. Hallelujah. Someone is stranded in the cold, sleeping on a cold pavement, can't find food, the things that we take for granted and take so lightly because we have ease of access to it. Someone is struggling to make ends meet. Someone feel like committing suicide on tonight as we prepare to enter in a new era, a new year. Glory be to God, a new season. Hallelujah, the season that is coming up. Glory be to God, it's a season of renewness. Oh God, God is getting ready to renew so many things. Our mind is getting ready to be renewed. And God spoke about the mind. Glory be to God. He said, if our minds are messed up, we cannot be delivered or be saved. It is hard to be saved and think right if your mind is all messed up. And people in this hour, people of God, are suffering with mental breakdown because they're dealing with so much poverty, so much lack. Bless his name. You see, the crime rate is escalated. My God, the murder, the bloodshed, the violence, the death rate has increased. Glory be to God. So people are losing it. Bless his name. During this pandemic, during this time of labor and sorrow, bless his name. He said, we cannot be delivered or saved if our minds is messed up. And this is something that he spoke to me, and I began to write down what he was saying. Hallelujah. He said, we cannot and will not be able to think straight or fight against the devil or fight against Satan if our minds are messed up. He says salvation can only happen, you know, hallelujah, and deliverance can only happen when our mind is open to receive. That is why so many will hear the preaching of the gospel and not repent because their mind is being controlled by the devil. And so he said next year
It's a year that we got to take control of our mind and the way we think, because the enemy's desire is to sift us like wheat. Satan's desire is to wear us out mentally and get us tired, because it takes a toll on your body. And so God is saying that this is now the time to have the mind of Jesus Christ. And he said the heart. He said if your heart stops beating or pumping blood through your body, you are dead. And so if in the same way it is in the spirit, he said it's the time now to build up your spirit, because if you are not feeding your spirit with the mind of God, if you're not feeding your mind with the word of God, I'm sorry, then you will die spiritually. And so God is saying next year, bless his name, it's a year to eat the word. Next year is the year to stay in the word. And what the enemy does is he comes to put you to sleep. You will notice that every time, most of the time, when you take up your Bible, you find your eyes closing down, because he knows that knowledge is powerful. And so he wants to distract us by not being able to know what God is saying, because the more we know, the more powerful we would become. Bless his name. And then he says the word of God, he refers to his word as a sword. He said it's quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. It's a discerner of the spirit. It is life. It is Jesus. The word is Jesus. God said unto me, and he said, tell them the word is Jesus. Glory be to God. So when you're talking and you're calling on the name of Jesus, you're actually calling on the word of God to help you. You're calling on the word of God to deliver you, because when you say Jesus, you're actually saying, God, I'm calling on your word, and I need your word to come to my rescue. So we see here that God is talking to us to put on Jesus. He is the word that became flesh. And you'll find that in John chapter 1 and verse 14. Our bodies are his temple. He has given us the tool we need to defend ourselves. And that tool, he said, for next year is going to stay in prayer. We got to stay in prayer. We got to stay on our faces like never before, because the warfare is going to intensify, but we have the victory already. Bless his name. He said his word is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. He said it is spirit. This is what the Lord said to me. He said a spirit has no shape or no form. It's just like the wind that blows. You only know it's here when you hear it or see the demonstration to the manifestation of the sound of the things moving around. So it's the word of God that comes out of your mouth or out of our mouth. The words we are speaking has no shape or form. It's not until, hallelujah, tonight, yes, God. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory, Jesus, yes, Lord. It's not until we speak, then we see the manifestation of the spoken word, whether it's good or it's evil. And so God is saying for 2023, be careful of what we're speaking over our situation, circumstances, over our children, over our home, our marriage, our ministry, over our very self. He says, make sure you speak something that would edify and exhort, because the enemy's job is to keep us so in a place of depression and oppression and bondage. But the devil is a liar tonight. We refuse to go through 2023 as we were in 2022. This year is past and done, and God said he's doing a new thing. He said to me, he said, we are receiving and experiencing a lot of things that's happening because of the power in the word that is coming out of our mouth. And so we have to realize the word take on shape. If you go back to the beginning in Genesis chapter 1, it says God spoke, and when he spoke, it took on shape. Something happened. Something take on life. And so it's the glory to God. And many of us don't think sometime before we speak, but we got to realize that demonic forces work with negativity. Glory to God. And the Holy Ghost works with positivity. And so every time we speak negative, we've got to realize we either speak in damnation or speak in something that is taking on the shape of what we're speaking into existence. And then it starts to happen, and we blame the devil. Bless his name. But we can't blame the devil for things that we've been speaking. So many speak things over their children, and it's taking shape, but it's taking form. God says it's time to reverse that. It's time to give the devil back what he sent to you. He says send it back and begin to speak life. No matter how, you could be like the woman with the issue of blood. You may be sick unto death. Bless his name. You may be bleeding to death. All your blood is drained out. You may spend all your money to the doctor and tell the doctors could not even help you. But what she did, she find a way into the presence of the Lord. She found the word of God. Glory be to God. And she touched the word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus was the word walking in flesh. Glory be to God. And so she touched the word of God. And because of that one touch of the word of God, her faith caused the word to, my God, to get her attention. My God, and the word spoke to her. He said, woman, your faith made you whole. And God said, you just speak my word. He said, touch my word and you will become whole tonight. It doesn't matter how sick you are. It doesn't matter how broke you are. It doesn't matter what the devil says. He said, speak my word and you shall see it take on manifestation. Bless his name on tonight. Glory be to God. And he said, many are just like that woman. They were speaking, but she had an encounter. And God said, next year is the year where people are going to have an encounter with him. Because as you speak it, God said, I will show up on your behalf. He said, and this is all global. Yes, God, the year is going to be a year of great manifestation for those who trust in me with all their hearts. And he said, do not lean to your own understanding. Because when we come to the place where we're leaning on our own understanding, we can get confused. We may get discouraged. We may don't want to be bothered anymore. But he said, this is the time now to believe his word. Believe what he has spoken like you have never believed it before. Bless his name. And God wants us to continue to exercise our faith as we have never exercised our faith. Last night, like I shared with you, he asked me, he said, whose report do we believe? Are we speaking death or life into our situations? Or do we really believe the report of the Lord? Do we believe what God is saying? If you're sick and God said, call for the elders of the church, are you first running to the elders of the church or are you first running to the doctors in the hospital? Well, God is trying to build our faith to believe him, no matter how critical it is. Next year is going to be a year of manifestation and great healings and deliverance as we have never seen it before. Glory be to God. He just wants us to believe him. He just needs our faith to come up into another level. When we have full this is what the Lord said to me. When we have full confidence and trust in his word, Jesus, hallelujah, God, who is the word of God, bless his name, we will come and our faith comes into alignment with our belief and what we say. We will not lean to what we understand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because we will believe what he says. Hallelujah. We will acknowledge him and he will direct our path. That is what the Lord said to me. The question to the people of God, the question even to myself, God said, but do you believe what I'm saying? Do you believe my report? He said, it's time to come up in the way we believe. It's time to trust them because the times are going to get harder, people of God. The times may get tougher for a lot of people. And this is where now our faith has to kick in like it's never kicked in before. Bless his name. And God took me to this scripture in Isaiah chapter 43. He said, but now thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. He said, fear not. Hallelujah. Fear not. If you want to follow me, Isaiah chapter 43, and at the first verse, it says, but now thus said the Lord, God is saying tonight, he said, that created you, O Jacob. He's talking to Israel, and I believe not only Israel, but he's talking to every one of us Gentiles that have been bought with the blood of Jesus. He said, who created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. He said, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. And so redeem means to buy back. So God said, I have bought you from sin. I have bought you from being slaves to the devil. I have bought you from the Lord and problems and stuff like that. And he said, now I need you to trust me because I have already paid a price for you. And verse 2 says, no, and the last part it says, thou art mine. God is telling us tonight that we belong to him. And if we belong to him and he has given us the authority to speak his word, bless his name, then God has no choice but to honor his word. He say, I will watch, glory be to God, on tonight. He glory to Jesus Christ on tonight. Yes, Lord, I hear you. He said, I will watch over my word to perform it in your life in 2023. I will watch over the word that you have been speaking from the beginning of last year until this night. Glory be to God. He said, manifestation of what you've been believing me for, what you've been praying about, what you've been hoping for, what you've been trusting me for. He said, to stand still. Don't get depressed or pressed. Don't get discouraged. He said, I'm about to move on behalf of the remnant, the righteous ones, those who've been willing and obedient. He said, I'm about to move on your behalf. He said, you will see my your shadow of a host. So yes, God, you'll begin to see the hand of the Lord move, hallelujah, on your behalf. Verse 2 said, and when thou pass through the waters, he said, I will be with thee. And though and through the rivers, they will not overflow thee. And so God said, when you think about water, you know that you can get drowned in water if you go in too far and you'll have trouble to breathe. And so God said, even though you be in waters and you feel like you can't breathe, you feel like you're suffocating, your problems making you feel suffocated, your children, your marriage, something causing you to feel like you can't breathe, like you're drowning in it, bless his name. But God says to you tonight, he said, I will be with you in 2023. You will not drown in the thing that you are in 2022. Glory be to God, because I have brought you over into a new year, a new dispensation, a new attitude. God said, time now for us to have an attitude adjustment. He said, what brought it you? Glory be to God, I hear you tonight. My God. He said, oh, Shandor Abaho, yes, God, I hear you. He said, what bothered you in 2022? He said, don't bring it over into 2023. If someone hurt you, leave it behind. If someone promised you something and didn't fulfill it, he said, forgive them and leave it behind. Glory be to God. Let it go. Forgive and move on so that we can receive the blessings of the Lord that makes one rich and add no sorrow to it. Glory be to God. He says, and even though you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, hallelujah, thou shalt not be burned. And so when you think of fire, fire causes great devastation and destruction. Hallelujah. Fire is breaking out all over the world, taking lives. People are losing their properties that they spend millions and thousands of dollars for. The bushes are burned. Animals are being destroyed. Bless his name. And he said, even though you be in the midst of fire, he says, he is there with you. Your situation could be one that seems like it's killing you. Your situation could be one like an explosion. But what is God saying tonight? Even if you pass through that fiery trials that you're going through. Sometimes the trial seems more than you can bear. How many know tonight, if we be honest, we've been through some great trials in 2022 that we feel like glory to my shadow of a home. So yes, God, that we feel like we all glory to God on tonight. You felt like you were not going to make it. You were in the hospital. My God, stricken with COVID, thought you were going to die like others, but you came out of it. Glory be to God. Some of you probably had a stroke. My God, but God brought you out of that. Some of you were diagnosed with cancer and lupus and some type of high blood pressure and low blood pressure, whatever it is the doctors say, like the woman with the issue of blood. But how many know that was that kind of a trial that God has put you in to test your faith in him, test your faith in Jesus Christ, who is the word of God. He says, so even though you've been through some fiery trials on 2022, he said, but I'm bringing you over into a new era and a new dispensation and a new way of thinking. Glory be to God. And so whatever fiery trials that God lets you go through, some of you have been to a place where Job was. things were taken from him. All of his children, seven children, died in one day. Oh, he lost cattle. My God, even his wife said, you might as well curse God and die. You're just like a fool. Job said, you're speaking like a fool. How can I receive good from God and not receive the bad? Glory be to God. And so if God allows you to go through a fiery experience, it is for a testimony, not for you, to help to let somebody know that I was in a situation and now I can testify that God had brought me out of the fire. God had lifted me up out of this water that I was drowning in. He says, so when you go through the fire, you will not be burned. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king said, if you don't bow to me and worship my idols, I will throw you in the fire. They say, we don't care what you do, king, but we're not, hallelujah, we're not going to bow to your image. Throw us in the fire, because we know that the God that we serve will be in the fire with us. And so God is saying, don't bow to pressure. Don't bow to oppression. Don't bow to depression. Don't bow to discouragement. Don't bow to the hurts and the pains. Don't bow to the doctor's report. Even though they say you got one more day to live, then they say you have 6 months to live. Believe me tonight, if you believe the report of the Lord, if you believe in what Jesus said, hallelujah, tonight, God said, I will bring you out of that fire. I will cause you to be a testimony in the body of Christ. Whoever you come in contact with, they will know that I am a strong deliverer. They will know, glory be to God, that I was with you. Glory be to God. When people spoke negative over you and your children, and you see it happen, and you begin to pray, God said, I was with you in that, and you're going to use your story for my glory. God wants to, yes, Lord, I hear you. He wants to get the glory out of the stories in our lives. He wants to get the glory out of the situation in our lives. God cannot be glorified, and we cannot be glorified if we have not been through a trial. We cannot, oh, God, help me tonight. How can the glory come? God, Jesus, listen here tonight, people of God. After Jesus died, buried, and rose again, then the glory came upon him. Then he was glorified. Blessed is he. What is God saying? You might be going through what Jesus been through, beating you all night long. Hallelujah. And then they put a heavy load on you with the scars, on the bleeding, and said, carry this heavy load, my God, on tonight. And he couldn't carry the load. He needed help carrying the load. So they call a big black man, Simon of Cyrene, to help him carry the cross up a mountain. It wasn't a smooth road. It was up a mountain. So what God is saying tonight, you may have a heavy load that you felt in 2022, but God said in 2023, I'm going to help you carry the load. I'm going to lift the load off you. You've been praying many prayers and I've heard you. He said, now I'm coming to show you that I've heard your cry in 2022, even the years before that. He said, you will begin to see me move in a supernatural way as you have never seen me move before in the name of Jesus. And so verse 3 said, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. He says, thy Savior, I give Egypt for thy ransom and Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Since thou was precious in my sight. We've got to know how precious we are. He said, I am the Lord. He said, thy God. He said, I am your God. He said, I am the Holy One of Israel. What is he saying? The same God that brought Israel out of Egypt, the same God that delivered Israel from the bondage of Pharaoh. He said, I am your God too. I am that same God that will bring you out. Hallelujah. I brought you out. In fact, I brought you out and brought you to this end in 2022. Glory be to God. And now, the same way Israel came out of Egypt and was taken to the promised land, many of them didn't make it over. Many of them died in the wilderness. God said, don't die in 2022. Let your situation that had you bound, let that die. Let the circumstances that had you bound, he said, let that die. Let it stay back in 2022. Let it stay back in Egypt. Come on over into the promised land. Come into the things that I've promised you. Covenants I've made with you. Some of you have prophetic word over over your life year after year. People have been prophesying to you. I see God doing this, and I see God doing that, and I see God blessing you and your children being saved. I see God healing you, bless his name. I see promotion coming. I see money's coming, and we have not seen it yet. And like I said on last night, God said this is the year for sacrificial love, self-denial. This is the time to reach out. And he said, in us reaching out and being a blessing, then he said it will come back unto us. But he's saying unto tonight out of his word, I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, thy Savior. And he said, I will give Egypt. And we know that Egypt is a dark place. We know that Egypt is a place of bondage. He said, I will give up Egypt for you, and he said, and Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. And he said, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, I have loved thee, therefore I will give men for thee and people for thy life. And so what God is saying, I love you so much that if anybody mess with you, I will come to your rescue. That is exactly what he's saying. Anybody comes up against you, he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Blessed is it. So the 2023 is not the year for anybody to mess with the people of God. And if anybody messes with us, then God allow it to happen to push us into another level. He would allow some things to happen to make our faith stronger in him. So the fiery trials that we may face in 2023 is not to destroy us, is not to kill us, but it's to make us stronger. And so he said, I would move some people out of your way. So some of us have some stumbling blocks in our way in the form of human beings, but they were demonic forsaken on the body of people and doing the work by coming up against us. He said, we wrestle not against flesh nor blood. So when you see family members coming up against you, or co-workers coming up against you, or children fighting against you, you are not fighting people. You are fighting demonic forces, and we got to look beyond the natural and see what is happening in the spirit. And so God said, I will fight on your behalf. The Bible said the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. He said, we must stand still. And so God expects us in 2023 to step back now and let him do the fighting. Step back now and let him do the warfare on our behalf. Bless his name. Glory to God. Because our warfare, he said, is not carnal. It is not a natural fight. But he said, it's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, he said, bring it into captivity unto the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he gave us the power to pull down strongholds. And there are angels that he's given us to fight for us. He said the angels are there to work on our behalf. He said if you dash your foot against a stone, that the angels is there, unless you dash your foot, which means unless you go out there and do something silly, then the angels cannot protect you. He said he will give them charge over you unless you decide to go out there and hurt yourself. And so he gives God angels that surround us day and night, and God is saying, use the angels. When you pray, call on them. When you have a problem, summon them to move on your behalf. Believe you me, many times I can't find something or situation comes up, I would say, God, I summon the angels of your presence, and I began to pray, and I began to summon the angel. And as I do that, believe you me, and I know some of you on the line can attest to this, that you will go there and find what you've been looking for, or you see the situation evolve that you were trying to get fixed. And so God said tonight, use them in 2023. Let your prayer be more of summoning the angels. Let your prayer be more using the word of God, even as you've been doing it a lot in 2022. God said, intensify my word in your mouth. Intensify my word when you're praying. He said, remind me of your word and of my word, and it shall not return to me void. And so he wants us to use this word because he is bound by it. He goes, God cannot move outside of his word. And so he wants us to use the word. And we got to understand, people of God, tonight, if we look at Satan, Satan is so smart. When Jesus was being tempted, he used the word of God. He said, I will give you all these kingdoms if you would just bow down and worship me. He said, you are able to turn these stones to bread. So he was quoting scripture. And so if the devil have enough sense to remind Jesus of what God said to him, then God is saying to us tonight, remind me of my word and watch me move for you in 2020. Oh, God, on tonight, watch me move for you in 2023. Watch me come to your rescue like never before. Use my word over your children's situation. You may have a family member in prison that may be there innocently. You may know of someone, oh God, that is on drugs. Use the word of God over their life, and you will see God rescue that person supernaturally. The next verse says, fear not, he said, for I am with thee, and I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. And so he said, you don't have to be afraid. Wherever your seed is, wherever your children are, he said, I am going to bring them. I am going to save them. Hallelujah. I am going to deliver them. I'm going to set them free from gangs and violence. I'm going to set them free from drugs and alcohol. I'm going to set them free from police custody. I'm going to set them free from every mental disorder. I'm going to set them free from alcoholism. I'm going to set them free, my God, from bad company. Hallelujah. Influences. I'm going to set them free from homosexuality and lesbianism. I'm going to set them free from disobedience and rebellion against God, his word, against their parents. He said, I'm going to bring your seed from afar. I'm going to bring them, my God, to me. I'm going to bring them, and they shall lift me up in next year. It's going to be a year of divine intervention for salvation for those who've been praying for. Bless his name. Glory to God, because God see your prayer and hear the tears. My God, see the tears and heard the cry. Some of you have been crying and praying night all night. Sometime you're praying, running up your pillow with tears, just crying out to the Lord. God, to tell you tonight, I've seen the tears, I've heard, and I felt your heart cry unto me, and I've come to thee. Glory to God, as you're getting ready to cross all glory to God into the newness. He said, stand still, people of God, on tonight, as I encourage you with this word from the Lord. He said, and I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west, and I will say to the north, give up, and the south keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. So God is going to speak to the four directions of the earth, the four corners of the earth. So wherever they may be, God, I'm going to speak to the area that they're in, and I'm going to bring them out of the area that they're in, the darkness. Some of them may be involved in occultism and Satanism. We don't know what they do when they leave our presence. Bless his name. And so he said, wherever they is, to the north, the south, the east, to the west, he said, I'm calling them. There's a clarion call for the sons and daughters. Not only our seed, but there's a clarion call for those who are in a backsliding condition. God said, I am not, glory to God, on tonight. I am married to the backsliders, glory to God. Those who have strayed away from holiness and those who have strayed away from righteousness. God said, I have a hook in their jaw like when you're fishing for a fish. And he said, I'm going to pull them into me. I'm going to pull the remnant in because my coming is so near. And so this next year is going to be a time of revivals and great, my God, deliverance as we have never seen it before. Those who we look at and think they were hopeless, think that there was no hope, God is saying, you're going to see a change in their attitude. You're going to see a change in their mindset. You're going to see them having a desire, my God, for the things of God, a desire for the house of God. Bless the name of the living God on tonight, because he is overturning and overriding and overruling every demonic force, every demonic plan, every diabolical, my God, entity, every regional spirit, every territorial assignment that was sent over their life to keep them in bondage. We declare over this land tonight that whom the sun set free, we declare that they are free indeed tonight. I speak life tonight to our children. I speak deliverance tonight. I speak soundness of mind. I speak healing. I speak health. I speak wholeness. I speak that limbs will grow back. I speak tonight those who are wheelchair bound will get up and walk in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Those who are suffering with a stroke tonight, I declare that God go into your internal organs tonight and touch your internal organs, touch your heart chamber right now. Those of you who are weak hearts, I speak strength in your heart tonight. Those of you who have tumors in your body, we declare healing tonight over this land, that it will dry up at the root in the name of Jesus Christ. tonight. Every mind battle, we declare that we have the mind of Jesus Christ in tonight. We will finish this year strong. We will finish this year with the victory. We will finish this year giving God the glory. We will finish this year magnifying the name of Almighty God, because He alone is worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. And verse 7 said, the last verse, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. And so God said tonight that we were, oh glory, yes, God, we were formed. We were shaped. We were molded for his glory. Hallelujah. He said our children was molded and shaped, formed for his glory. It doesn't matter what it looks like now. It doesn't matter what your situation or your circumstances may be saying to you or showing you. God said it is all for my glory. What you, hallelujah, tonight, what you went through in 2022, God said it was for my glory. God said for me to be magnified in your life. It's for me to lift you up higher and lift your head high above your enemy in the name of Jesus. So don't get discouraged or grow weary in well-doing. He said, for you shall reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. Next year is going to be a year of reaping where we did not sow. Hallelujah. God said, I give you wealth you did not dig, vineyards you did not plant, and houses you did not build. Glory to God. Somebody is getting ready to be blessed in 2023 beyond their wildest imagination. Some of you have been sowing and giving, hallelujah, when you could not even afford to give it. You've been faithful in your tithes and your offering. Then you could have taken it and spent it on something else, but you made a vow to the Lord and you kept it. God said, look out for the blessing that's going to overtake you. Run down, press together, shaking together. It's going to run over, said the Lord thy God, unto you tonight. Hallelujah. Next year is going to be the year, my God, of great encouragement. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy back you in a corner anymore to cause you to feel like God is not hearing you. God, my God, he cares. He told us in his word tonight that everything that we are going through is for the glory of God. Listen, people of God, this is your, next year is your year of divine revelation, encounters, breakthrough, overflow, open doors, open windows, open heavens. Glory be to God. God is fixing things in favor for somebody starting to this night. And so when you see the clock hit midnight, just put something in your mind that you was asking God for. Just place something in your spirit that you have been believing God for. Those of you who can write down your request if you want to. And put, he said, he said, Hezekiah, he said, write it down and make it plain. Write it on paper. Hallelujah. Bring it before the Lord tonight. And I believe as us going into 2023, putting our request before the Lord and leave it there. Don't take it back up. Once we give it them, we leave it there, and we're going over shouting glory, we're shouting the victory. We're going to give God that is due to him tonight. And I'm done tonight, blessing him tonight, and I'm thanking God tonight for what he has spoken. I'm thanking God tonight for his word. I'm thanking God for the night, for this night, that you are encouraged, because I know I'm encouraged, because God allows me to see the end of the year. Hallelujah. And by reason of strength, we will make it over on the other side. Bless his name. Glory be to God. And so, people of God, be encouraged tonight. Be strengthened tonight. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Don't go weary. Don't get tired. For we will reap if we faint not. Most of all, God is saying tonight, eat my word. Live my word. Live holy. Let the word become your strength. Let the word become your breakfast, lunch, and your dinner. You know some of us can't go without eating. He said, eat it like how you eat food. Drink it like how you drink water. Let it become the word of God. Become that living epistle. That's what he's looking for. Living organism. He wants the word to be alive on the inside. Because the more you take on the word, and when you speak, God moves, because you got the word of God on the inside of you. Hallelujah tonight. And so you'll be encouraged tonight. You'll be blessed on tonight. And I pray and cover each and every one of you with the blood of Jesus, your homes, your car, your children, your workplace, your businesses, your ministries, your marriage, your mind. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. And what the devil had planned for us for the new year, we cancel that tonight. We abolish it tonight. We pull it down out of the atmosphere. No weapon. And those of you who are traveling on the road tonight, we cover your vehicles tonight, because many people are traveling back and forth to spend time with family. We cover the church family tonight with the blood of Jesus. Some may be flying. We cover their flight with the blood of Jesus. But every means of transportation that one may be taking tonight, we cover ourselves from any accidents, from any incidents, from danger seen and unseen. And we thank God for safe travel back to churches tonight to praise God and to give God the glory. And so tonight, you be strengthened. I love each and every one of you, and I thank God tonight for Evangelist Bradley and this opportunity to once speak life to you, to speak encouragement to you, and don't give up and don't get tired. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a word to take us into 2023. My God, listen, people of God, if you don't feel energized, if you don't feel like I can do it with the help of God after a word like this, I just don't know. I just don't know. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. God bless you. Thank you, prophetess. I tell you, you really, really, really poured out tonight unto the people of God. Amen. Touching every situation. I really believe touching every situation in the lives of the people of God. I tell you, what a word, what a word, what a word. And I'm excited, people of God. I don't know about you. As we stated, we are, I'm telling you, after a word like this, we really could just praise him all the way in. Amen. Glory be to God. We could just praise him all the way into the new year. Amen. But we are live tonight, and we just thank God for the opportunity, amen, to create and to be, amen, to set, amen, this broadcast for a time such as this. Amen, Jesus. We just give God thanks. We give God praise. As I stated, we are live on tonight. Glory to God. We're live on tonight. Amen. And we are getting ready to join our local church. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, we've already gotten the word. I'm telling you, we have already gotten the word on tonight. Amen. But we do want you to, at this time, prepare your hearts and prepare your minds, amen, as we go and join the service that is already convening. Prophetess, again, God bless you. Thank you so much for availing yourself. I'm telling you, people of God, what a word. We can do this. With the help of God, listen, we can do this. We thank God that he has made us overcomers. We've already overcome. We're already healed. We're already delivered. Amen. Because our Father knows what we have need of. And we just give him thanks. We just give him praise on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless him on tonight. We bless him on tonight for all that he's done, for all that he's doing. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. Amen, because I know that as I'm going over into 2023, the Lord is with me. Woo! There you go. There you go. You know how they have these little slogans every year? Amen, Jesus, that rhyme. Well, there you go right there. 2023, the Lord is with me. Hallelujah. And the scripture declares, those that know their God shall be strong. Those that know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. Why? Because we know that the Lord is with us. Amen. 2023, the Lord God is with me. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God on tonight. We bless him. We thank him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just glorify him on tonight. Amen. We glorify him on tonight again. We're getting ready to join the broadcast that's already, amen, already in progress. We want to ask you if you would go ahead and put your phones on mute. Amen, Jesus. If you would go ahead and put your phones on mute on tonight so that we can join the service that's already in progress. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and set the system. Amen, Jesus, so that all calls are, amen, already set on mute. I don't know about you people of God, but I'm excited. We are literally about, what, amen, just a few minutes now, just a few minutes from 2023. Yes, a few minutes from 2023. We do realize that a lot of our callers are already, a lot of our callers are already in their local churches, amen, but we wanted to be able to afford you, amen, glory to God. We wanted to be able to afford you an opportunity, glory to God, if you were not able to attend your local service or for whatever reason, we wanted to give you that opportunity, amen, that we could bring the Lord, amen, bring the spirit and the presence of the Lord unto you, amen, glory to God. So God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're just going to pause just a moment. Glory to God. And then we should join the service. As the woman of God said, go ahead and make your list. Amen. Go ahead and make your list. Make your list. Amen, Jesus. Your petition before the Lord. Glory to God. Listen, I dare you to be different. Amen. I challenge you. Maybe not dare. Amen. I challenge you. Amen, Jesus, to do something different. I challenge you to trust God. I challenge you. I challenge myself. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, because as the woman of God said, he's doing a new thing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm telling you, Lord, let it begin in me. Amen. God bless you, prophetess. I know that you're preparing, glory to God, for your services on tonight. God bless you tonight. God bless you, missionary fan. God bless you on tonight, Sister Mary. Listen, people of God, we want to ask you again, if there is anyone that you know of, reach out at that last minute. Amen. That last minute right there. That last minute, reach out. Tell them to come, glory to God, and join you tonight in the service of the Lord. We only have a few minutes. We only have a few minutes, and we'll be crossing over. We have a few minutes, and we'll be crossing over into that 12 o'clock hour. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're joining this local church on tonight. Glory to God. And at the end of that service, glory to God, we'll disconnect. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Glory to God. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Glory to God. Have a God-filled year. Amen. Have a faith-filled year. Glory to God. We pray that you reap all of the blessings. Though we pray, people of God, that there's not one divine appointment that you will miss, but that you will receive all God has for you in 2023. Amen. Let's make that challenge. Let's make that declaration on tonight. God bless you. Amen. As I said, we won't be coming back to the platform. So listen, we want you to come on and join us now. Glory be to God in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We take a station break. While we're taking that break, we want you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight as we cross over. God bless you. We love you. Amen, Jesus. And we will resume shortly.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord on tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Looks like we had a shift, a change in the schedule on tonight. So listen, what we are going to do, what we are going to do. I know we had testimony service on last night, but we give God thanks, we give God praise for the testimony service on last night. Amen. But we bless God on tonight again. We do bless him. We thank him on tonight for all that he has done. Glory to God. There was a change in the church's schedule of the local church. So therefore, amen, we're going to just go forth and finish this year out strong. So 15 minutes, for about 15 minutes, amen, Jesus, I'm not near my computer. So, but for about 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes or so, amen, we want to give anyone an opportunity that has not had the opportunity to testify, or those that have another testimony, we want to give you an opportunity to testify and tell of the goodness of the Lord. And listen, testify or make declarations. Amen. We want you to make declarations. Amen. For this 2023, Lord of God, we want you to make your voices known. Put it out there in the atmosphere. Amen. And we just believe that whatever we declare, whatever we decree, by the help of the Lord, yes, in Jesus' name, we're going to seal it in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. So if there's anyone on tonight, glory to God, for our listeners that are just coming in, we were hoping to join the local church here, but they had a change in their schedule. Therefore, listen, people of God, we're going to go ahead and go live. We're just following the leading of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Again, we're having our testimony service. And if you would, people of God, if you want to make declarations, if you have a testimony, if you've not testified, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you on tonight. Glory to God. Listen, the Lord has brought us all the way here to the end of this year. And I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful because the Lord has done us well. I'm telling you, since 2020, it has really been turbulent. Amen. As the woman of God just began to declare, amen, Jesus, and spoke into our hearing, amen, Jesus, we've lost loved ones. So much has gone on, people of God, but guess what? We're here. We are here on tonight. Amen. We are here by the grace of God. Glory to God. So on tonight, glory be to God. We want to hear from you. So if there's a testimony on the line tonight, if anyone desires to testify, if anyone desires to make declaration on tonight, glory to God, listen, we're getting ready to go leave out of this year, and we're getting ready to start afresh a new year. Amen. If you would, just press star six, come to the platform on tonight. Those of you that are listening by radio, if you would like to come over, please, ma'am, please, sir, dial 339-209-6891. Again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone tonight, amen, come on over. Glory to God. Give your testimony. Listen, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough, amen, to give God thanks and to give God praise. And the Lord is keeping us day by day. Amen. Glory to God. So if there's anyone tonight, come on over. Give your testimony. Let us hear from you on tonight. Listen, I believe that this is by God's divine design. Yes, I don't believe anything happens by mistake. I don't believe that, glory to God. But I believe, as the word of God declares, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. And we've been here all this time together. Amen, Jesus. And I just believe that this is the will of God. Amen. For us to cross over together. So if there's anyone on the line tonight, glory to God, come on and give your testimony. Glory to God. Come on and give your praise. Come on and give your declaration unto the Lord on tonight. Amen. God bless you. Press star six and come on over. Let us hear from you. Come on over. anyone tonight. Praise the Lord. Anyone tonight. Anyone. Glory to God. We want to hear your testimony. Amen. Glory to God. Let us listen. Let us hear it again. Glory be to God. Just let us hear it again. Anyone tonight, press star 6 and come on over.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
This is Sister Betty.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I just want to praise God for life, health, and strength. And I want to say, God is so good.
Yes.
There was a time when I didn't think I was going to make it this far. But I'm still here, and I'm giving God the glory.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to 2023 being magnificent, as the woman of God says. And y'all just keep me in your prayer because I'm getting stronger. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, Mother. Yes, you are getting stronger. I'm telling you, I can hear the strength in your voice even on tonight. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. People of God, that's the kind of God we serve. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Jesus, that the enemy came. Glory be to God, even to, amen, the woman of God. But look at God. Look at God. Hallelujah. She said she thought she wasn't going to make it, but she's still here. So we give God thanks. Hallelujah. And we give God praise. Thank God for your mother. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God for you that he had you on his mind. Glory to God to give you strength and to give you life. And that more abundantly. So we bless God for you. We glorify the Lord for you. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. You were even in my spirit and on my mind on today. And we just give God thanks for you. Glory be to God.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Mother. God bless you. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. I want to tell of the goodness of the Lord. I want to tell what the Lord has done. I want to tell, glory to God, what you're expecting God to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anyone else on tonight? Come on, people of God. Come on, come on, come on. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Listen. People of God, I am excited on tonight. I'm excited on tonight. I'm expecting, amen, Jesus, I embrace this 2023. Amen. I embrace it. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Listen, back in the 1970s, 80s, 90s, 2023, it seemed like it was so far away. But I bless God that the Lord has brought us all the way. Amen. He has brought us all the way. He's brought me all the way. Glory to God. And I just bless the Lord for it on tonight. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank him. I don't know about you. Even as Mother said, amen, a magnificent year. I think it's going to be a magnificent year. Glory be to God. And I'm excited. Glory to God. I just believe. Glory be to God that the blessings of the Lord, amen, that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Glory to God. I believe they're unto us. I believe it's time of manifestation, manifestation, manifestation. Glory be to God. I believe it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Time of manifestation, and that time is now. And I give God thanks, and I give God praise. I thank God on tonight in this 2023. Glory to God. I'm expecting, I'm believing God for divine health, divine healing. Glory to God. Divine direction.
Glory to God. I declare and I decree it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. By the help of God, hallelujah, I declare and I decree that I shall walk in health. I shall walk, glory to God, even as the scripture declares, in a wealthy place. Glory, hallelujah. I thank God tonight for the wealthy place. Amen. I thank God tonight by the help of God. Hallelujah. He's going to do it. He's going to bring us. He's brought us to it. People of God, amen. And he's going to bring us through it. He brought us through it. Hallelujah, to bring us to it on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And I just believe on tonight, glory to God, as we're crossing over, people of God, hallelujah, in this 2022, as the song says, glory to God, all of my bad days, hallelujah, all of my bad days, they're in my past. But I thank God, hallelujah, for my good days. Oh, God, hallelujah. I thank him, hallelujah, that my good days outweigh my bad days. Amen. And I won't complain. I won't complain. I won't complain. Hallelujah. For the Lord has been good to us, people of God. The Lord has been good to us. And I thank him on tonight. Hallelujah. I thank him for the good days. Amen. I thank him for the trials. I thank him for the tests. I thank him for the situations, amen, that he's brought us through. Hey, God. I thank him on tonight, glory to God. I don't know about you, hallelujah, glory be to God, but people of God, it is unto us. It is unto us, amen, Jesus. Goodness and mercy, glory to God, I declare, I decree, it shall follow us all the days of our lives, amen. And I thank God on tonight, amen, hallelujah, for goodness and mercy, hallelujah, following us all the days of our lives. Amen. Glory to God. I bless God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I don't want to take up all the time, people of God, because I can go on and on and on. Glory to God. But I do want to give somebody else an opportunity. I want to give somebody else an opportunity, glory to God, because at about 10 minutes till, amen, Jesus, we're going to open the line. We're going to open the line. We're going to have corporate prayer. We're going to have corporate praise, glory to God. Hallelujah. As we go transition out of this 2022 into this 2023. Amen. Glory be to God. So anyone else tonight, glory to God, I don't want to take up all the time, but anyone else on tonight, glory to God, want to make declaration or give your testimony for what the Lord has done for you. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Press star 6 and come on over to the platform side. Just press star 6 on tonight. Glory be to God. Press star 6, star 6. Glory to God. Come on over on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyone on tonight, glory to God, just press star 6. Amen. And come on over. Glory to God. And tell of the goodness. Come on over and make your declaration on tonight. Glory be to God of what you are believing God for in this 2023. We're touching and agreeing. Glory to God. Anyone tonight, just press star 6 and come on over. Glory be to God. Anyone tonight, glory to God, anyone tonight, declaration on to star 6 and come on over, glory to God, don't be shy, glory be to God, people of God, God has been good to us, amen, he's been too good for us to be silent, amen, glory be to God, anyone, press star 6 and come on over.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
I thank God. This is Sister Stephanie. I thank God for being here tonight. I thank God for how he's kept me through 2022. And I thank God for blessing my family, that he's kept each and every one of us, that he kept us in good health. I just thank him for his many, many blessings. I thank him. And I'm expecting him to bless me and opening up a new business to expand my business I already have, but to open up a new part of that business. And the 30th of January, I'll be 20 years on my now job, but I'm asking God to bless me that I'll be able to move forward to being my own boss and doing things that I would like to do. I just praise you for everything. And I'm asking y'all to just keep me in your prayers. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Stephanie. And we touch and agree, and we believe, God, that it is so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Embrace that. Embrace that. Just embrace that. Hallelujah. And tell God thank you. Just embrace it. Glory to God. People of God, let us release our faith and touch and agree with Sister Stephanie on tonight. Glory to God. And we want to hear that testimony. We want to hear that testimony when the Lord does, when the manifestation comes. Glory to God. We want to hear that testimony, glory to God, because we believe, hallelujah, that on this night, on this threshold of 2023, glory be to God. I tell you, people of God, we got one foot over, hallelujah, glory to God, and we about to move that other foot over this threshold, amen, glory be to God. I tell you, I wish we were all together, amen, Jesus, so that we could dance and shout and give God, hallelujah, praise together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen, just go there in your mind. Just go there in your, just let your mind go there. Glory be to God. The joy, hallelujah, into the joy of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory be to God. Want to make that declaration or give that testimony of what the Lord has done. Anyone else on tonight? Amen. Listen. What about a song? Amen. Anyone have a song, glory be to God, that they want to take over, that they want to place into our hearing going over into 2023? You can come forth on tonight. Amen. I hear someone on the platform. Go ahead, caller.
Praise the Lord.
Praise it.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
it. I thank you, praise the Lord, for being here tonight. I thank you, praise the Lord, for life, health, and strength. I thank you, praise the Lord, for how he brought me this far from the beginning to now. I thank and praise the Lord for all the hurdles that I was able to go through, go over with his, with the Lord being by my side. I thank and praise the Lord for not turning around, for hanging in there, for hanging in there in Jesus' name. I thank and praise the Lord for how he's going to continue to bless me to grow stronger and stronger in him. I thank and praise the Lord for how he has blessed me and my family. I thank and praise the Lord for how he's going to continue to bless. I thank and praise the Lord for how I'm looking forward to 2023 being even bigger and better for me and my life in Jesus Christ. You know, I just want to be, I just want to grow stronger and more in him, in Jesus' name. Not me, but in Jesus' name. And I thank and praise the Lord for it all. And I ask each and every one that know the words of prayer to pray much for Sister Kathy that she continue to go on in Jesus' name. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Kathy. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus. Listen, we just believe it is so. Amen. Listen, truly the Lord has done us well. Glory to God. He has done us well, people of God, and he's not going to leave us now. He's not going to leave us, people of God, and we just give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Glory be to God as we're crossing over into this 2022. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We lift him. We glorify him on tonight. Amen. And we believe it is so. Amen, Jesus. Somebody just say it is so. Glory be to God for Sister Kathy on tonight. Amen. God bless you, caller. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just thanking the Lord for 2022 and just about to cross on into 2023. I thank God for the Prayer News Network. And I can say of a truth, God has been good. He has blessed us through it all. And I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to ministering in the new year. So I'm asking for your prayers, and I'm just giving glory and honor to God. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Hameen. Amen, Jesus, woman of God. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus. And listen, we just believe it is so. Amen, Jesus. Listen, we're just releasing crazy faith on tonight. unrestrained faith on tonight. Glory be to God. We're just releasing it and putting it in the atmosphere. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But we believe, glory to God, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Amen. Glory to God. And all that is declared and decreed on tonight, we believe, God, by faith that it's already so. Amen. We believe it on tonight. Just receive it. Listen, people of God, receive it and pull it in. Pull it in. Listen, pull it in so till you can just feel it. Pull it in so, people of God, glory be to God, that you can just feel it. Listen, that you can just almost taste the blessings of the Lord, that you can almost taste the goodness of the Lord. Glory to God. Just pull it in. Amen. Our expectancy, let's raise it. Hallelujah. Let's raise the roof. Glory be to God. Amen. And we believe by the help of God. Hallelujah. And we seal it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory be to God. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Want to make that declaration. Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else? Glory to God. Glory to God. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? *6. Just press *6 and come on over. Amen. Come on over on the platform side. Amen. We are winding down. Hallelujah. We're winding down. We're winding down to 2023. We're right there on the threshold. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you feel the excitement? Do you feel, hallelujah, that God is about to do something? Amen. Glory be to God. Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Hallelujah. Down in your soul. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ayah, Shabo. Glory, Ebo, Shay God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I feel it, the people of God. Hallelujah. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to make that declaration? Amen. Jesus, make that prayer on tonight. Glory be to God. Tell of the goodness, whatever. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Your last words in 2022. Amen. Jesus, because we're crossing over. Glory to God. Just press *6. Amen. Press *6 and come on over on the broadcast side. Come on over. Glory to God. Come on over, come on over, come on over. Glory to God. Come on over. Anyone else? Anyone else? Glory to God. Glory be to God. We had hoped, amen, Jesus, that we could join a local church here, but as I first stated, amen, Jesus, their schedule changed. Amen, Jesus. So here we are together. Here we are together anyhow. Amen. Glory be to God. The church without walls. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we're just going to give God thanks and we're going to give God praise. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. As we approach this 12 o'clock hour, glory be to God. Amen. We want you to raise your faith. Raise your expectancy. Glory to God. What you expect in the Lord to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Up with faith, out with doubt, down with unbelief, up with faith, out with doubt, down with unbelief, up with faith, people of God, up with faith. Glory be to God as we get ready. Hey, woo, as we're getting ready to approach and cross over into this 2023. Glory to God as we're getting ready to cross over into this 2023. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to take one. Glory to God. Just one more, one more, one more. Glory to God. One more on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One more, one more, one more. *6. Just press *6. And come on over. Press *6 and come on over. anyone. Glory to God. One more. Amen, Jesus. As we're on the countdown, glory to God, we're on the countdown. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. One more testimony. Amen, Jesus. And then we're just going to have each and every one to just open their lines. Glory to God. As we give God some praise, as we give God some glory on tonight, as the woman of God say, we pray that you've already made your list before the Lord. People of God, we just going to put a praise on it. Hallelujah. We're going to put a praise on it. Hallelujah. We're going to shout this new year out. Hallelujah. Welcome and embrace this new year in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 11:55. Hallelujah. Just 5 minutes. Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? Glory. Hallelujah. Anyone? Press star 6 and come on over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As we bid this 2022 bye-bye. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyone tonight, press star 6. Just press star 6. Glory to God. And come on over. Praising. If there's no one on tonight, glory to God, we want you to, glory to God, just go ahead and prepare your hearts and prepare your minds on tonight, glory to God, as we, amen, Jesus, go before the throne of grace, amen, Jesus, we want you to go ahead and take your phones off of mute, amen, glory to God, let us go ahead and, glory to God, assume the position of prayer on tonight, prayer or praise, prayer and praise. Glory be to God. However the Lord leads you on tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God as we prepare. Glory to God. Go ahead and take your phones off of mute. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We now go out by telling the Lord, thank you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you. Go ahead and take those phones off of mute. Tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell him, thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, and I just want to thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices now. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Come on and thank him on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and thank him. Come on and thank him. Glory to God for his goodness unto you. Glory to God. Come on and thank him. Hallelujah. Come on and thank him for his 2022. Come on and thank him. Glory to God for his goodness on tonight. Come on and thank him for his grace on tonight. Come on and thank him, people of God. Come on and thank him. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Somebody praise him.
Happy New Year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just greet somebody. Just greet, amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell somebody Happy New Year. Amen. I know that we're not together in one place. Hallelujah. But just on tonight, hallelujah, just begin to say, hallelujah, tell somebody Happy New Year on tonight. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Come on, just begin to say, hallelujah. Yes, Happy New Year. Yes, yes, Happy New Year. Hallelujah, Happy New Year. Oh, glory to God. Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Hallelujah, Happy New Year. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Happy, happy, happy New Year, people of God. Hallelujah. We have made it over, hallelujah, into this 2023. Amen, Jesus. And we dived off in it in a praise, hallelujah, into this 2023. Glory to God. People of God, let's just give it all unto him. Amen. In this year, glory be to God. Let's hold back nothing. Amen. But let's just give God the praise. Amen. Give him the glory that is due unto his name. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy tries to throw at you, glory be to God. Throw a praise at him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shoot it down with a praise. Ah, yes, God. Don't give him no ground. Give the enemy no ground. Hallelujah. We give God praise. We give God thanks on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. On this morning, glory to God, we give God praise on this morning. Glory to God. Amen. We're just so grateful. We're so grateful for each and every one of you, amen, being here with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. It's always a joy. Just know, people of God, that we love you. Love you. We love you. We love you. Glory be to God on behalf, amen, Jesus, of the PNN advisors, myself, amen, glory to God, our prayer warriors, our scripture reader, amen, all of our speakers, amen, Jesus, that come to this line. We just want to let you know we appreciate you. We appreciate you. We love you. And thank you, thank you, thank you for coming to join us on this morning, glory to God, as we cross over into this 2023. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We had intended, amen, Jesus, another platform, but you know what? God said no. Amen, Jesus. And because God said no, I don't have any problem with it. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, we just want to ask if there's anybody that has anything that they would like to say before we close on tonight. Anybody, anything you would like to say before we close?
My big God again.
Anybody.
All
right. I wouldn't have wanted any other way than to spend my coming into the new year except for being on PNN with my family in PNN. I thank y'all. I love y'all.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you, Sister Kathy. Amen. God bless you. Anyone else on tonight? Amen, Jesus. I'm just tickled. I just got this smile on my face, in my heart. Amen, Jesus. You know, sometimes we think we know the way. Amen. But then the Lord, he comes, he just frustrates all those plans. And I'm glad he did too, Sister Kathy. Amen, Jesus, that we could be together here. Amen. Bringing in this new year. Amen. Anyone else? Glory be to God. Anyone else?
I just want to say I stopped by and try to let everybody else get a chance to testify, but I just want to say I thank and praise God for another year. I thank and praise God for him answering my prayer. I thank and praise God for my prayer is, Lord, help me to do your will. Lord, take me higher in you. And I thank God for this day. I thank God for each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you. You're my family. You are my family now. And I thank and praise God for it. And blessing on each and every one of you on today.
Amen. God bless you, missionary fan. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you so much more than you know. Like you said, people of God, we really are family. Amen. And I'm excited for what God is going to do in this year here on this PNN. Glory to God. And I just believe that I'm going to see some of your faces. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to see some faces on good occasions. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm excited about that. I really am. Amen, Jesus. As they say, I'm gearing up to travel. Glory be to God. To travel, get out. Amen. And see, amen, some of you, glory to God, our faithful listeners. Amen. So listen, even in this year, we just want to let you know, if you would like for myself or any of our speakers that you've heard on the line, if you would like for them to come and participate and be a speaker at any of your services, just let us know. Amen. Just let us know. Glory to God. We have gone from one extreme to the other, the north, the south, the east, the west, amen, in the Caribbean Isles, amen, over in Africa. Glory to God. We've been some of everywhere virtually, amen, Jesus. But now it is time. It is time for us to put these feet to the grind, amen, Jesus, and come and declare some of this word. So, again, if you have any programs, if you have anything going on that you would like some of these speakers to come and be a part, listen, don't be shy. Listen, all you got to do is ask, amen, Jesus, and if it be the will of God, amen, we will be there. But we're expecting now for you to begin to pull on these speakers, amen, pull on these pastors, pull on these evangelists, pull on these prophets, amen, glory to God, and you can attest for them because you've been right here with them, right here on this PNN, amen, and you know, glory to God, that they're upright, upstanding men and women of God, glory be to God, none of them shady, none of them shysty, none of them come with gimmicks or tricks, but they just have come flat-footed, preaching, teaching, declaring the word of God. And we just know, amen, that when they come to you, amen, Jesus, it will be the same thing. So again, if you would like for any of these speakers, amen, or myself or any of the advisors to come, please, ma'am, please, sir, let us know. Amen. We are ready, amen, to continue to advance the will of God. This PNN is hitting the ground. Hello. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Anyone else before we, amen, close out on tonight? Anyone else? Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for another year. I thank him because I'm looking forward to great things happening in 2023. I yes. thank God for the Prayer News Network, Global, for this ministry, for all yes. the people of God, for your prayers, and also for your support. And I want you to know that we are praying for you, and we are here to support you. Amen. God bless you, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Amen. Happy New Year to you again, Pastor Dr. Hameen. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. They're up there in Baltimore, Maryland. I can't say it like they said, Maryland. Amen. But we thank God for you. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, glory to God. And likewise, we are here for you. Amen. We're praying for you all, glory to God. And we really do look to see you in this 2023. Amen. Glory to God. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Amen. Anybody else? We're going to take one more. Y'all know I can keep y'all here all night now because I love y'all. So y'all, hallelujah, glory be to God. Anyone else? Amen, Jesus. We'll take one more before we leave. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. No more amen. Well, listen, people of God, we thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you again. Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your time, your attention. We thank you for your dedication and your commitment to be with us here on the Prayer News Network. We just bless God for you. Amen, Jesus. We thank God 100 times over, as they say, glory be to God, for the Lord is good to us, and we are indeed grateful. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. So we've already, amen, crossed over into this 2023. Amen, Jesus. We just want to ask, amen, the Lord, glory to God, to keep us and cover us, to shield us. Amen, Jesus. Every petition, every declaration, amen, we do declare by the help of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We believe by the help of God, amen, that we shall see the manifestation. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We're asking you, oh God, hallelujah, for you've already divinely ordained this year, and we embrace it. Father, help us to walk circumspectly before you in all things, in all that we do, in all that we say. Father, we thank you now. We honor, we glorify you now. We ask that you cover us tonight. Cover us in your shed blood. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to hide us behind your precious cross in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight for what you've already done, for the work that you've begun in each and every one of our lives. We thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight. We thank you for the manifestation. We're thanking you for the power. We're thanking you for might on tonight. We're thanking you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. We're thanking you for clarity as we go into this 2023. Father, we're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for the vision that you place within each and every one of us, oh God. We're thanking you tonight, hey God. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to cause us to embrace, oh God, what you've done in each and every one of our lives. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you glory. We're thanking you yet again, Father, for the manifestation. We bless your name. We bless your name. Now, Father, we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring all of his works to naught. Every plan, oh God, every adverse thought, we bring it to naught right now as sons of God in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, as we leave this line but not your presence, Father, cause our sleep to be sweet on tonight. Cause our sleep to be ever so sweet on tonight. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for visions. We're thanking you for visitations. Father, we thank you tonight. We ask that you do a new thing in our lives. And for this we give you glory. We give you honor. Cause us to rise in the morning. Cause us to rise, oh God, cause us to rise in your resurrection power, strengthen in might in the inner man. And for this we give you thanks, we give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. We forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid any retaliation. We forbid any adverse work right now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We appreciate you. We glorify you for these things. Bless everyone, every family represented here on this PNN. Bless, 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 Father. Bless, Father, bless, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you, people of God. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God right here, lifting up the name of Jesus. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you on tomorrow night. Good night. And again, Happy New Year to each of you. In Jesus' name, amen. This does conclude tonight's broadcast. And we look to see you again, as stated, on tomorrow night.